Was this rechava that was yesterday based on Sayim? Open on two sides, a melodic of Ladir, open on two sides, one to a masa, a mavoy, and one to a shvil for kav. Rashi learns that both the shvil and the masa mitzar atzmam were mutter, they were both hook of Ladir. The problem was the fact that they were prutzim b'miluam to a karmelus, the rechava, which was yesterday based on Sayim, at the end of a karfif. Trying to find an idea to somehow be matir the rechava and memela be matir the shvil and the mavet. So the first hatzah the Gemara comes up with is ma'avad le'mechita aguda dinahara. So what does that mean? So Rashi says climax. Ha'vi shvil k'moisev al rechava. Then ha'vi rechava u'shvil chad. Ani ha'vi hach mechita davdina b'shvil da'at the dira d'lishtam shu me'ashta b'neishol rechava k'ilu avdina l'rechava gufa. So somehow you make the shvil k'maysef al rechava. Now that it's k'maysef al rechava, the mechitza ledira on the shvil is considered a mechitza on the rechava gufa. Therefore, you matter the shvil and the rechava, and memela matter the whole thing, the masa, the mava as well, and you're good to go. So Rashi doesn't tell us how exactly you make the shvil k'maysef al rechava. What does that mean? He says make. Let it be k'maisav al rechava, and then the mechitza on the shvil is considered a mechitza on the rechava alein. So how do you do that? So from the stimus of Rashi's words, somebody could have said that could be done by machshava. You could decide that way, meaning maybe it has to do with be'etzem menachas reshuyos. If there would be an akamina de raisa, which I don't know if there is, maybe it's considered really one reshus, but it's treated as two separate places. One of them is Ladir, one of them is not. Two separate ishtamshes, and we'll see this idea caught in Tisrash later. That's what separated it. Now that I decide that I want now that we're deciding that the Bnei Shvil are going to use the Rechava, that itself maybe could connect the two Rishuyas into one. And then therefore the Mechitza on the Rechava, on the Shvil, I'm sorry, will be considered a mechitza on the rechava alein. You're talking maybe to say that, but I think it's a better pshat. Because Tosfos brings Rashi, and Tosfos says it has to be that by the Guda Dinara it was open more than 10. So, because if not, it would be sasim vaymer, and you wouldn't be being mice of anything by putting up mechitza there, even without the problem of mechitza agav mechitza. Stam wouldn't be anything. So, just to my muscular, it's pashit. It needs to be. That taste just means that it gets wider. Obviously, at the opening between the rechava and the shvil, it can't be anything more than 10. A, because the rechava will be atzer al tzperet zayis, and also you would be able to misaken it very simply by just narrowing the pasach down to 10 amos. You wouldn't need this whole much of the sugya.
And lechi wouldn't work.
Right. So the whole thing wouldn't make any sense. So obviously it has to be, the taste means it gets wider. Just a mimer, a muskar. The Rishonim all say that point, the lechi wouldn't work, the whole sugya doesn't get off the ground if we open more than that. Fine. But the lemaisa, the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say not like Tosfos. So the Rashba says that even though generally, the only way to be misakin is the parts appear to Yosem Yasser and then to mimed it on Esser. But here's different. Why? To give it to mechitza aguda dinahara, because you're making a mechitza by the good dinahara, it can moisif ashvil al rechava. It's like being moisif ashvil al rechava, but you have rechava ashvil achor, ul shvil ar itzarech mechitza. Tfichach oisem mechitza ashvil al rechava. I don't really understand the words of the Rashba so clearly, but step one, you see in the Rashba Klar, that he has an understanding that it's working with Machshava. This is working Gufo with building the Mechitza. By building the Mechitza, by the Guda Dinara, that itself is what's being Maisif, the Shvil, onto the Rechava. It isn't just because you're deciding it. It's because you're building the Mechitza that way, like Rashi says, Al Das, that the Bnei of Shvil should be Mishtamish in the Rechava. That is what's being Maisif, the Shvil, onto the Rechava.
What does the
Rashba
mean that the
So why does the shvil need a mechitza? I don't know that lashon itself. He's clearly not saying that. I mean, he's coming to say it doesn't need to be SMS. The Rashi was coming to argue on that point, saying you don't need SMS. That's the whole point of what he's saying. So I don't know exactly the taich in those words, but maybe we'll understand that in a minute. The Ritva is Meirich a little bit more, and he says that given the kodesh machain hoisa shvil kaimir v'natzmai. The shvil is by itself. Again, clearly saying it through that stima, it becomes one. And he says, it's better than making a mechitza achas in the rechav l'shem mekavtio. What's he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara in the coming sugya, or maybe the current sugya, I don't know where that one's holding, but the Gemara brings that hirchik menachis l'arba v'asa mechitza. If you're machik, you have a yikav reizer beis asayim shaloyik of ladira. You're machik four tzvachim from the outside walls, and you build another one inside l'shem dira. Then it works. It's master the rest of the kaf. So l'chayra, I can ask a simple question on that gemara. How does it work? You didn't invalidate the rest of the mechitzas. You made one new mechitza. Why is one new mechitza good enough? For the other three mechitzas are not ladira. Why is one good enough? Okay, maybe it's not the world's biggest kasha, but Rashi says avar. Chayil mechitza zu liyis hekif chadash havi pasach b'seifuka. Says Rashi, it becomes a new hekif. The hainu, it isn't the pshat that there's three old mechitzas and one new one. You reconfigured this hekif, and now it's a new hekif. It's not the old hekif that you chopped off a piece. This is a new hekif. And this hekif was made, this hekif, l'shem dira. So this is a new hekif, and it's mamish a hekif, an entirely new hekif, l'shem dira. So it's pasach l'basayfukav. It's a whole new hekif, that's pasach l'basayfukav. Itachin, what the Rishayim mean over here, is the same thing. Building the mechitza on the shvil, al das that the shvil should be an extension of the rechava, and should be annexed onto the rechava, is even if it's not Yisr Me'asar, but you're creating a new Hekif. You're reconfiguring the Hekif that was here until now. Until now it was just the Hekif of the Rechava. And now you're deciding with the Das and making this Mechitza that this new Hekif should include this Shvil. So you're creating an entirely new Hekif. You don't need to be pirates, the old Mechitzas. As long as I could shtal avek that I'm making a new Hekif over here, this is a new Hekif, L'shem Dira. So Ibazai, it's mutter, it's mamash pasach l'sayfukav. I don't know why the Ritva says it's a difa, it's better than making just one mechitza l'shem dira, like the Gemara and Daf Chavei. But l'chera, could be it's that you say. I'm making a new hekif.
He says it.
Well, you're getting more
irritated. I hear. So it's saying it's better than we're chopping some out. What are you saying?
He says it's
referring to one other. No, but he says, that's what I think that's what he's referring to. I mean that must be. Well, Tosfos, I'm not convinced about this, but Tosfos who says that he has this problem of being yoser and he's that you're making a mechitza on the area yoser me'aser. He's talking Tosfos holds like the other side. I don't know for sure, but he's talking Tosfos like the other side that really what's happening is with just the fact that you're being mechashev or you're being mishtamish now the bnei shvil in the rechava, not the fact that you're making the mechitza. And really, you're just deciding, stamazah, you're deciding, and you're making it one rishos. So now that it's one rishos, it's like the old rules of rishos that was hukaf v'saif pasach. It's now it becomes rishos hukaf v'saif pasach, and you have to do the old rules. You have to be pirates, you have to be asked to be able to make a new mechitza, to be able to be mechadash, a new hack. So maybe Taisa's whole taka holds like the other tzad. That's what Taisa needs this, that needs it to be, that the mechitza aguda denara is yaisa me'asa. Oh. Now, when Tosfos says his new mahalach, so Tosfos is makdim that the shvil shakramim, didn't have any diurim. In Zeraya, from the Gemara later, okay. But he's makdim that the shvil shakramim doesn't have any diurim. But if you go through the hamshach of the sugya in Tosfos, it isn't so clear why he needs that hakdama. He brings this up again two times, this point that the shvil shakramim doesn't have diurim. But neither one sounds so vichtig. He says, When Rava makes the gzeira, can't put a lechi on the shvil, I'm concerned that it might work. So the first thing he says is because, like, Potosis tells that there's no durim in the shvil, there's only durim in the mavi, and else the durim in the mavi trying to matter the shvil. So you might get confused, and you're not going to chop that's the durim in the mavi being matter the shvil. So maybe you matter a shvil that doesn't have durim. Okay, that's one. But then he, so maybe he needs it for that. But then he says Ninami, he says that a different shot, he says, because Zakh, you might get confused with using the other side of the river, you're not gonna chop using the other side of the river. It's hard to say that he needed it for that step in the Gemara. And later Taisvis at the end wants to say, not like Rashi, at the end of the Sugya, Taisvis wants to say that Avad the Shvil is mutter. So Taisvis says there that because the Shvil doesn't have Durim to Aser the Rechava and to be Aser, so that's why it's mutter. So maybe else that he needs to say that the shvil didn't have the room. But again, even says that even Levirashi, you could use the gifufi at that step.
Maybe you just don't need the room.
I am.
Rashi's shvil doesn't
have the room. I am. Saying you don't need Rashi's. I hear. But he's still.
He's stressing.
He never gets back to explain. So the Taisus Rosh, which I'm not sure if Taisus goes mamash like Taisus Rosh. But Taisus Rosh has a mahalach that he says that he says this idea, and he has a mahalach where you see very clear why you need to say this thing that Durim explains it, and he says that he's going about he's going like Taisus' idea that by the Gemara's kasha of make a machitza aguda denara, so the Taisus Rosh says that you can make a machitza aguda denara of azi yashvil mokav ledira pasul ha'gugav. He says that the Gudan Hour was bigger than Aser. And he says because now that the Shvil is Mukaf Ladira through the Duri Mavoi, like he's saying the same thing as Taisvis, who were gonna use the Shvil, so the Rechava will zecher be Mukaf Ladira. Why? Because the Rechava Ushvil Shame Echad Lahem, Kaiv Yezer Bezaim Shlo Yakaf Ladira. The Rechava and the Shvil really have one shame. So therefore, he has the sugya, at least the guy with the shvil, punkt vakat from Rashi. Rashi started off that the shvil is mutter mitzad atzmai. And we just need to figure out the rechava, figure out everything else in Mela. He has the sugya, punkt vakat. The shvil is also mitzad atzmai, because it's a cheluk of the rechava. Why is it a cheluk of the rechava? Because it's loyik of ladira. That makes it considered one rishos. So now that it's loyik of ladira, so now, being makif, the shvil, the dira, is being matir, the shvil, and being matir, the rechava, because it's one rishos. So it's not just being matir, the rechava, and then being matir, the shvil, mamela. Being matir, the shvil, gufa, by being makif, that, the dira. And in the Taisus Rosh, it's mavur, that he doesn't agree to this whole hisafa business, b'chlal. He had a kasha on Rashi, that if the pesach between the rechava and the shvil is 10 or less than 10, then it doesn't matter whatever you do to the shvil, it's not going to be mice if anything. Because he says, if you would be seisim that Pesach L'shem Dira, it wouldn't help for the Rechava. So for sure, being seisim the other end is not going to help for the Rechava. And he's going, I think, even if he has Taisus Ukimta, that the other end is wider than 10. It doesn't matter. You're not affecting the shvil v'chlal by being good to that end. Because he's arguing on this idea. If you're considering it in Rashi's understanding that it's two places, because the Shvil is Mokav Ladira and the Rechava is not Mokav Ladira, you can't join them later through a Pesach that's less than 10. That area is its own area, and it's Sussum, and this area is a separate area, and they're two separate things. You can't be Mice of anything. He rejects this whole Musik. And therefore, he has to say Fakar, which is his Mamash what he's coming to do. He's saying Mamash Fakar. That really the opposite. Really, it's one area. It's one area. It's not Mokav Ladira, and the mechitza there is gufa. What is considered a mamish? It's mamish a mechitza on the rechava to be makif ladira. So now, just wanted to have one ara. Won't leave off with one ara on the sugya and Rashi sugya, which whatever. Found with this ara with them. I'm sure I'm going to say mahalach. In Rashi sugya, that you could be meisif the shvil onto the rechava, and the only problem we had with that was enos mechitza gav mechitza. So what about the other end? What about on the masa? Why can't you make a mechitza on the pesach of the masa al das that the bnei masa should use the rechava? And so maybe you're going to tell me, you know, I mean, whatever. And Rashi says, Tosfos Gemara says that it already was Sasim. But Rashi's mashma, Rashi's medayik, that he's telling you what to do when he says, make it to Ketures HaPesach, make it to Ketures HaPesach on the Pesach HaMasa, and make it Lachi also between the Masa and the Rechava. But why can't you just make it to Ketures HaPesach on the Pesach HaMasa, and have in mind that you're being Meisiv the Masa on the Rechava, and then Gevaldik, you're Makif the whole thing Lazira, just like that. The same way you want to do it on the Shvil. So the emes is that Rashi, when Rashi says make a mechitza agudah dinar, Rashi taka says mechitza shel kanim. Rashi doesn't say Ketures HaPesach. So obviously you're not going to make a mechitza shel kanim on the Pesach HaMasa between a mavi and the Rosh Hashanah. You're trying to put a point the Pesach mavi is to get through. You're not going to make a mechitza shel kanim. But that's alain, you have to know why Rashi taka says mechitza shel kanim. Rashi taka says mechitza shel kanim. Okay, whatever. You could say along this that in Rashi's belt of being meisif, maybe you take a need a shtaker a stima, a tours a pesach. Maybe taka won't work for that. But not for him. Okay. Shkach. Yeah. Shkach.